And we're in Cork this morning, where Fianna Fáil TDs are gathering in Rochestown. Down the road is the harbour town of Passage West, from where the first steamship to cross the Atlantic left in 1838. The shaft of the Sirius is on display outside the town. Donald Trump will make the crossing in the other direction later today. He's on his way to Windsor, not Cork, for a unique second state visit to Britain, this time hosted by their king, less than a week after their ambassador to the US, Peter Mandelson, was sacked due to emails he sent to the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Donald Trump has also come under pressure over his links to Epstein. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is under pressure over his handling of the affair. On Channel 4 News last night, he said he wouldn't have appointed Peter Mandelson to the role had he known.
If I knew then what I know now, I would never have appointed
him. Yeah, but you knew a lot.
At the time,
everybody knew a lot.
He had been through due diligence, and therefore I knew of the association, and he'd expressed regret in relation to that.
And you knew he'd carried it on way after the conviction.
What I did
know. We did know that. That was in the public realm.
The nature and the extent of the relationship, as I understood it then, compared with what was revealed in the Bloomberg emails, which none of us had seen, there's a gulf between the two situations, which is why I can say to you very clearly today, had I known that at the time, then there's no way I would have appointed him.
That's Keir Starmer with Channel 4 News. Our London correspondent Tommy Mescal is with us. How much of a cloud, Tommy, is the Epstein links casting over this visit?
Yeah, quite a significant one, Gavin, because Jeffrey Epstein raises awkward questions for both the Prime Minister and the US President. And there is also the practical side of things, which is that Peter Mandelson would have been right in the middle of helping to organise this visit before being sacked. So his departure has caused logistical difficulties too. The potential moment of jeopardy, I think, Gavin, will be on Thursday, because that is when both leaders will take part in a press conference. The Prime Minister will likely once again come under pressure over his judgment in terms of Peter Mandelson. Why did he appoint him in the first place? Why did he go out and defend him at Prime Minister's questions last Wednesday, especially after admitting that he knew further emails were to come? And then for Donald Trump, well, he could face those questions that he hates, which will be about his own links to Jeffrey Epstein. So yes, the Jeffrey Epstein controversy is definitely casting a cloud over this visit.
What else is Donald Trump going to do in this visit?
Well, it's been billed as a three-day state visit, Gavin. In reality, it's only two full days that he'll be here, because we're expecting the US president to touch down in the UK at around 8:30 this evening. He'll be greeted by the US ambassador to the UK and a representative of the king. It's my understanding then that he'll stay at the US ambassador's house this evening before making his way to Windsor tomorrow. And that's where you'll see all the pomp and ceremony, the carriage ride with the king and queen and William and Kate, the military bands, guard of honour, fly past, state banquet, the works. And a chance as well for the president to pay his respects to the late queen at her tomb there in Windsor. And then on Thursday, you have the day of politics, the US president heading off to Chequers to meet with the prime minister and the chancellor of the exchequer.
Keir Starmer, Tommy, has spent a lot of energy developing a relationship with Donald Trump. How would you describe it now?
I think Keir Starmer's performance on the world stage and in terms of his relationship with Donald Trump is seen as one of the few successes for Keir Starmer. His relationship with the president is relatively good. The UK, for example, the first to get that tariffs deal, and you've seen Keir Starmer work closely with Donald Trump in the area of Ukraine and security for Ukraine. Now, Peter Mandelson would have been a big part of that relationship. There are potential difficulties, though, Gavin, as well, especially after the killing of Charlie Kirk. You've seen senior members of the Trump administration, like J.D. Vance, criticise the UK, accusing it of not respecting free speech. There's also the fact that the UK is likely to recognise the state of Palestine later this month, putting it at odds with the US. So I think the general feeling, though, is that Donald Trump is unlikely to want to pick fights during this state visit. He likes the royal family. He likes the imagery associated with a state visit, the pomp and ceremony, as I say. So he's more likely to soak that in, you'd imagine. But you can never be certain.
Tommy Mescal in London, thank you. 7:30, you're listening to Morning Ireland. Brian Jennings has the latest news.